Welcome to the Broadway Radio Show. I'm Donald Feltham, and we are welcoming back Juliet Ewing. Hi, Juliet.
Hi, Donald. So nice to see you again.
Good to see you, too. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Juliet was on the show back in October with her fantastic Gershwin album, Simply Swonderful, The Magic of Gershwin, which was released on Lexicon Classics, one of the best vocalist albums of 2025.
Aww.
She took the challenge to come back to do her 12 favorite show tunes. Definitely not an easy task, or maybe you, I don't know, maybe you found it easy.
Well, you know, it was, of course, it's difficult. It's like choosing a favorite child or even a favorite song I sing, but I kind of looked at what I go back to now as an adult, some of the songs I learned when I was younger or in college, and what still resonates with me and what do I still want to listen to today. So I kind of did it that way because they change, right? As you as you grow up and you learn more songs and your tastes change a little bit. So, but it was really fun to actually have someone ask that question.
Yes. So we will get caught up with Juliet and talk about the Gershwin album. But I thought let's jump right in to her list of 12 favorite show tunes. And where are we going to start?
We are going to start with a song that hit me very hard the first time I heard it. It was all new to me. This is from Sunday in the Park with George. It is Bernadette Peters and Mandy Patinkin. We Do Not Belong Together. And I remember sitting in my little bedroom back in Michigan and hearing that for the first time. And I was so blown away. I did not know the show. And it was new to me. I was still in high school when it came out, I think. And it struck me as so emotional. And the fact that you could go from not knowing the material at all and within that span of that song being completely moved and brought to tears. And then technically it was a marvel to me because Bernadette Peters is the queen of singing and almost crying, but still sounding beautiful. And making the audience want to cry. I mean, that is, I know she feels it emotionally and we feel it, but it's also a skill to like, as a singer, not crying, but sound like you're crying and still feel it and deliver emotionally, but not dissolve into tears where you can't actually sing the song. But it just struck me as incredible and moving and beautiful as only Sondheim could write it.
So let's hear it right now. We're going to hear Bernadette Peters and Mandy Patinkin from Sunday in the Park with George. With We Do Not Belong Together.
Yes, George, run to your work. Hide behind your painting. I've come to tell you I am leaving because I thought you might care to know. Foolish of me, because you care about nothing.
I care about many things.
Things. Not people.
People, too. I cannot divide my feelings up as neatly as you. And I am not hiding behind my canvas. I am living in it.
But you care for yourself.
I care for this painting. You will be in this painting.
I have something you can use.
I had thought you would
destroy. Because I understand that I left that.
And there's nothing I can say, is there?
Yes, George, there is. You could tell me not to go. Say it to me. Tell me not to go. Tell me that you're hurt. Tell me you're relieved. Tell me that you're bored, anything, but don't assume I know. Tell me what you feel.
What I feel? You know exactly how I feel. Why do you insist you must hear the words when you know I cannot give you words? Not the ones you need. There's nothing to say. I cannot be what you want.
What do you want,
George? I needed
George?
You and you left.
There was no room
you
for me.
You will not accept who I am. I am what I do, which you knew, which you always knew, which I thought you were a part of.
No, you are complete, George. You are your own. We do not belong together. You are complete, George, you all alone. I am unfinished, I am diminished, with or without you. We do not belong together, and we should have belonged together. right together. Others will do, George. No one is you, and no one can be, but no one is me, George. No one is me. We do not belong together, and we'll never belong. You have a mission to see. Now I have one to George, and we should have belonged together. I have to move on.
And it wouldn't be a 12 favorites without a Sondheim song.
Of course not. I would be kicked out of musical theater land entirely.
I know. I'd have to go back and look, but I don't think anybody has ever come on without a Sondheim song included somewhere in their list. Nobody's ever picked that song. And that's always the best thing about it is people have their own unique picks, mm-hmm. as to what they select. And Sondheim appeals to people on so many different levels in so many different ways that I always get a wide variety of Sondheim songs people pick.
There's so many great ones to choose from. The obscure ones are super fun, but he hits so hard emotionally. It's also a role I never got to do. It's not done that often. And it was kind of like a dream role. I was like, this would be a killer role. And I still love seeing it, whatever it's done. It always moves me. It's a great show.
So, quite the opposite of Sondheim is next up, I believe, right?
Yes. Put on Your Sunday Clothes from Hello, Dolly. Mm-hmm. And I love this song because honestly, whenever if I'm feeling blue or bored, or the other day I was driving my daughter into her her voice lesson and we were kind of being mellow and I said, you know what we need Put On Your Sunday Clothes. Mm-hmm. And we live kind of near Yonkers in New York.
Hilarious.
I'm like, Yonkers I did not grow up in the East Coast. I grew up in the Midwest, but Yonkers, the whole word just made me laugh. And I think it's hilarious that, you know, there's a world outside of Yonkers. And I'm often saying that to my kids and people who live in the suburbs. I'm like, listen, there's a great big world out there. But the song is so cheerful and the way that it's done, it just cannot help but put you in a great mood and the possibilities. And the orchestra, it's so over the top, the ending. I love it with this massive chorus and the horns. It's just so much fun. So I think you cannot go wrong with this song if you're feeling blue or down or whatever. And it's classic, old school, beautiful musical theater to me.
So here is the original Broadway cast with Carol Channing, Charles Nelson Reilly, Jerry Dodge, and the entire cast from Hello, Dolly doing Put On Your Sunday Clothes.
Out there's a world outside of Yonkers, way out there beyond this hick town Barnaby. There's a slick town Barnaby out there, full of shine and full of sparkle. Close your eyes and see it glisten, Barnaby. Listen, Barnaby. Put on your Sunday clothes, there's lots of world out there. Get out the brilliantine and dime a cigar. We're gonna find adventure in the evening air. Girls in white in a perfume night, where the lights are bright as the stars. Put on your Sunday clothes, we're gonna ride through town in one of those new horse-drawn open cars. We'll see the shows at Delmonico's, and we'll close the town in a whirl. But we won't come home until we kiss the girl.
Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Strut down the street and have your picture took. Just like a dream, your spirit seemed to turn about.
Let Sunday shine as a certain sign that you feel as fine as you look.
Beneath your parasol, the world is all a smile that makes you feel brand new down to your toes.
Get out your feathers, your patent leathers, your beads and buckles and bows. For there's no blue Monday in your Sunday clothes.
Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Strut down the street and have your picture took. Just like a dream, your spirit seemed to turn.
Let me hear that tiny chord. Lovely, you're improving. Now get all 11 pieces. We're 7 minutes late. All aboard!
All aboard!
So what is next on your list of 12 favorite show tunes?
I have a song that I first time I heard this is from the musical Grey Gardens. And the thing about this show is when I heard they were doing this musical on Broadway, I thought to myself, there is no way this is going to work because it's a crazy, compelling documentary, but very weird. And I said, how the heck are they going to do this? So I saw the show and I was completely blown away. The score is incredible. And Christine Ebersole is one of my absolute favorite performers. Her voice, her stage presence, she's still knocking out of the park all the time. And this song, I actually finally was able to sing recently in a Broadway cabaret show that I was asked to give. And I put in a lot of traditional songs, and I said, but there's a little gem here you may not know, and it's very melancholy. This is Another Winter in a Summer Town. And it's such a great metaphor for growing older, for life. It just, when I heard it, I was extremely moved by it. And it's also a show that, as far as I know, has not been done really anywhere since the Broadway show. But it's a real gem. And I love this song from Grey Gardens, Another Winter in a Summer Town.
Yeah, this is one of those amazing, it's basically her big closing number in the show. For anybody who hasn't seen the show, it's sort of like her last attempt to escape.
Yes, and it's almost like a reality check because she acknowledges it's, you know, winter for her, really. Mm-hmm. And she's a middle-aged woman and her life has passed her by. Her best days are behind her and it's very sad. But it's beautiful. It's beautiful, the melody, the way it's orchestrated. It's just in her voice, as Christina Ebersole, is like fantastic, and I admire her so much. So to me, it's a really moving kind of gem. And every once in a while, the funny thing is, I've heard this on a television show recently in the background. They were out in the Hamptons in a TV show, and they were playing this. And I said, oh, whoever's the music supervisor, deep into musical theater land, because my ears pricked up and said, I can't believe they're using this song. So it's still out there.
Yeah. Here's Christine Ebersole with a little bit of Mary Louise Wilson in the background with Another Winter in a Summer Town from Grey Gardens.
Goes from crimson to brown. Oh God, my God, another winter in a summer town. The beach is empty, they cover the pools, the patio umbrellas come down. Oh God, my God, another winter in a summer town. One little leaf adrift in the breeze refuses to fall. Blossom to blossom, I buzz like a bee, then glance in the mirror, and who do I see? A middle-aged woman inhabiting me. Because it's winter in a summer time. Summertime.
So we're going to pump things up a little bit, I think, for the next one, right?
Yes, we are going to do a classic from, I can't say it's my favorite show. It's almost my favorite show. But this is from Chicago. This is All That Jazz. And to me, it's classic musical theater. It's so well written and it's so exciting the way it comes in the show. But I also think it's really charming because they have a lot of references to that era with, you know, the bunny hug and aspirin and United Drug. And I always find it so cute because they refer to these old timey things, but they don't do it in a too cutesy way. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. And you think, oh, that's so cool because you really feel like you're in the era. So I feel like it, the song immediately puts you into the 20s with the references, but it's still so cool. Like, you know, people sing it to day and they love it. And the show is still running in New York. It's a fantastic piece and it gets you super excited about the entire era and the show. So I love All That Jazz.
Yeah, it's a great opening number because it sets the tone and the characters. And it's interesting because it's a really odd number because the main focus of the show is kind of Roxy Hart. Uh-huh. But it's Velma who gets to the opening number. I mean, she gets this number and you don't really know who she is at that point. She's sort of like this character who comes on and sings this song, but you don't know who Velma Kelly is yet.
No,
and she's not really the lead. I mean, she's the second.
Not really the lead. It's so funny because, yeah, Roxy is the lead, but Velma has almost the best songs. I mean, it's hard. Mm-hmm. It would be hard to choose.
Yeah, they're kind of co-leads in the show.
Yeah, they are kind of co-leads. And it's just such a hard-hitting song on Broadway and in the movie with Catherine Zeta-Jones. She just kills it. And it's just exciting on all levels for people who are musical theater fans or not. You see that, you say, wow, that is really exciting. It's a great number and a great opening.
Yeah, we're going to hear from the original Broadway cast. We're going to hear Cheetah Rivera with All That Jazz from Chicago.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and pull my stockings down. And all that jazz, start the car, I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl. And all of that jazz. And wear your buckled shoes. And all that jazz, I hear that Father Dip is gonna blow the blues. And all that jazz, hold on, hon, we're gonna bunny hug. I bought some aspirin down at United Drug. And you shall shake a pot and want a brand new start to do a that. A jazz.
Oh, you're gonna see your sheba shimmy shake.
Oh, and all that jazz.
Oh, she's gonna shimmy till her garters break.
Oh, and all that jazz.
So that's final, huh, Fred?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, kiddo.
Oh, Fred.
Yeah.
Nobody walks out on me.
No, I'm no one's wife, but oh, I love my life.
we have Juliet Ewing back here on the Broadway Radio Show. She has, of course, that wonderful, simply wonderful Gershwin album, which we are going to talk about briefly in a moment. But we are doing her 12 favorite show tunes, which she agreed to put together her list. We've heard four of them so far. We've got a few more to go. And next up is one I was a little surprised to see on the list. I have actually done this show a couple of times.
You did?
Yes, I have done this show a couple of times.
Oh, it my is, gosh.
Have you done this show?
Yes.
This show, I tell people, this show is probably, for anybody who's been in musical theater, this is probably the most fun show to do.
Yes, and it's exhausting.
The heart, one of the hardest shows to do, but it is so fun to do.
It is so fun.
Because you are so crazy busy the entire show.
It's like nonstop. That all you do is sweat and change clothes.
That's exactly it. It's like nonstop costume changes.
I know. I love this song.
And this song is such a great song, but it's like one of the people don't even remember it.
I know they don't. That's just so funny. I mentioned this to somebody recently. We were talking about out of town or traveling songs, and I started singing this to a reviewer I met, and we were chatting. He's like, I don't know that song. So I did 42nd Street in Europe, like over 300 performances. I did Anytime Annie. And then I also did it a couple different regional productions in the United States. And my very good friend and my mentor was Karen Baker, who was Gower Champion's assistant on the original 42nd Street in the 80s. And so when I moved to New York, she became a really good friend and hired me a lot and then taught me all the original choreography. So when I had an audition to go to the European tour, I was totally set. So that was very exciting. But I just remember having the best time because I think it opens act two, right?
It doesn't open act two.
It's still at act one because they're about to go.
Yeah, because they haven't left to go do the out of town trials yet. Right. Yeah.
But I just remember having so much fun because it's a short number.
Well, because it's right before Dames.
Yes, it's right before Dames. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Now you remember. You have a good memory. Yeah. And it's just so fun. I remember we had the best time because it was a low stress show number.
Yeah.
And we're chit-chatting with all the ensemble. And we used to do like little fun things. You know, we're like misbehaving, saying, okay, during the chit-chat dialogue, let's choose a category and name your 12 farm tools. And we'd do all this like really fun stuff in it. So I really enjoyed that. But it's just a great song and it's cute. I'm leaving the cat a note. Quick, call me a fairy boat. You know, they're just really charming, funny lyrics and it gets you in the mood. And it's a short song. And again, it's one of these songs that it's a cheerful song. You can't hear the song or be in this number and be sad or anything negative. It's just a positive, fun song. And again, it's one of these songs that people may not remember even if they have seen the show. But I think it's just a really fun, fun, sweet number.
Yeah, we're going to hear the cast of 42nd Street doing Getting Out of Town.
I'm grabbing my hat and coat.
I'm leaving the cat a note.
Quick, call me a fairy boat, getting out of town.
I'm shining my traveling shoes. Big scoop in the Daily News. Who's saying his toodaloos? Getting out of town.
Yes, that brought back so many memories because it's basically the transition number from them being in in rehearsals in New York to moving to the out of town tryout for Pretty Lady. And if I remember, all the guys are everybody's basically underdressed with their rehearsal clothes because they have to get ready for the dames set up.
Yep, we're all on hats and coats. I remember
that. They have overcoats with hats, and everybody has a suitcase.
Yep.
But even though it's a transition number, especially because you know this because you did the original Gower Champion staging, which I did too. The two productions I did were all full Gower Champion stuff. And having done that, you know you've experienced the brilliance of Gower Champion staging.
Unbelievable.
Even that one transition number is so choreographed.
I still remember exactly what I was standing. You know, it's so funny that you say that. It's so specific. Mm-hmm. And it's such great choreography. And it's not even that it's so complicated. Beyond the Tap is complicated. But even like Lullaby of Broadway, all that, you know, stuff, you know, the jazz hands kind of thing. It's so effective. Mm-hmm. And it's so simple. And I remember talking to Karen Baker about that it had to be simple and effective and very big. And the audience really responds to it. So you're right. It is completely brilliant.
Right.
And it's just it's a great show to see, great show to be in.
Yeah, it's probably my favorite musical theater.
Oh, well, I'm glad that was
absolutely.
Just
when I saw it on the list, I went, "Oh, 42nd Street, my favorite thing, my favorite show I ever have been involved in."
Oh, yay! I'm glad. Yeah. Win.
Yeah. So we're almost the halfway point, and the next one, I know why you picked this one. So tell us all about the sixth one on your list.
Okay, it is a Gershwin song, of course, and it is from Crazy for You, which I also did in Europe for hundreds of performances, and I also did around the United States. It is the song that my character that I played, Irene, sings, Naughty Baby. Mm-hmm. And I love this song. I put it on my album, but it kind of started me on my whole Gershwin journey. So, of course, I knew Gershwin songs. Of course, I love them. But when I got this show, I was surrounded by this Gershwin music for so long. It just got in my bones, and I loved it. And I never got tired of it. I never got tired of doing this song or performing it. And it's super fun because as the character, I've done it in several productions, and there's always a point where you're getting lifted up and carried around the stage and gently placed, you know, on your table so you can sing the rest of the song. So it's really a fun diva moment. It almost feels like a Las Vegas number because you got your backup boys and they're carrying you around, and it's a very kind of slinky number. So it's super fun. And on my album, I did it kind of as a bossa nova. So we changed it up a little bit, which was really fun. But Crazy for You is another one of these great, great, great shows. The music is unbelievable. Susan Stroman's choreography and staging, it's just unparalleled. So, of course, it's Gershwin. Of course, I love it. And it's Naughty Baby from Crazy for You.
You are, without a doubt, the rudest, most uncouth, roughest man I have ever met. Come here.
Whoa.
If you want a girl who's sentimental, one who'll never set you in a whirl, one who will be always sweet and gentle, I am not that kind of girl. But if you prefer a rather swift one, if you think you'd like to run around right one, I am just the right one. Naughty baby, who will tease you? I can show the way and know the way to please you. If you're wanting a beginner, I shan't do. I can make a saint a sinner when I want to. If you find the simple kind are rather slow, dear, then you ought to try a naughty one, you know. But you'll never meet another who will be a naughty baby, just like me. my class. All the boys were underneath.
Don't go for long. We've been warned about you. You must know that we want you so.
If you find the simple kind are rather slow, dear, then you ought to try. Another who will be a naughty baby, naughty baby.
Naughty baby, naughty baby.
Naughty baby, naughty baby.
Naughty baby.
Just like me.
So we just heard from the Broadway cast recording of Crazy for You. We heard Michelle Pach, John Hilder, and the boys doing Naughty Baby. We are with Juliet Ewing doing her 12 favorite show tunes, and we're halfway through. So we're going to take a quick little break here to talk about her album. She was here last October, as I said, talking about it. And we played some tunes from it. It's called Simply It's Wonderful, The Magic of Gershwin. That's been a few months since it's been out. Yeah. How was the response? I'm sure was fantastic. And I know you did a lot of concerts.
I did a lot of concerts, and I had a big album release party back in November in New York City at Chelsea Table, which was really fun. A sold out crowd, extremely enthusiastic. I had a lot of cabaret luminaries there, which was really thrilling. And they loved, I mean, the music, you can't go wrong. It's all Gershwin. Had a killer band. It was really gorgeous. I got really nice review in Broadway World, which was, of course, satisfying. The reviews of the album have been terrific, and I've had, you know, well over 100,000 listens on Spotify in particular, all over the world. And that's been a real thrill because, you know, I see, you know, you see the different countries neck and neck who's listening to it more. It's, you know, Mexico, then it's Italy, then it's Germany. And so it's very satisfying to see it, you know, being played everywhere. And, you know, I had such a good time doing it. And it was a long journey. My first album, I learned a lot, but I thought it was really a really classy production, and the engineering and the band. So I had a great time, and I'm continuing to work on the show and play the music everywhere. I'm going to be doing an expanded version of the show, my cabaret show, which includes all the songs from the album, plus a few more, at a theater in Pennsylvania in May, where we're going to be doing a concert version of it with
four people.
Yeah, that'll be four people. It'll be in a little town called Zelenople, the Strand Theater in Zelenople, Pennsylvania, just is right outside Pittsburgh. It's a beautiful restored vaudeville theater. It's gorgeous.
Oh, cool.
So we'll continue to do that show as a four-person, more of a concert version. And I'll be playing the songs everywhere, and I hope to, you know, I'm going to do it again, I think, also this summer. I'm in the works to do it in different locations as a cabaret show. So it's very exciting, and already thinking about my next project.
Mm-hmm. I think you mentioned that last time you were on. You mentioned something about Cole Porter.
Yes.
And I think I read one of the reviews. I think it was the Broadway World Review. Somebody, they mentioned that you sang a Cole Porter song.
I did. I snuck
And they liked
Cole
it,
Porter.
Too. They were
they
like, oh,
really
they
liked it.
Really liked it. Yes.
I got a really, really smoking hot version of Too Darn Hot with my band. It's really fun. And it was exciting to do it in the concert back in November because we really hadn't done it live. You know, we kind of put it together, and it's a great arrangement by my arranger and pianist, Ron Drodos, who arranged the album. He's phenomenal. So the audience went wild. I said, okay, well, that's a big yes. So we're going to do Cole Porter next. May not be only Cole Porter, but that's my idea. There's also great material there. I really connect with those lyrics. I love all the material, and I'm still discovering more all the time. So I think that's going to be next up. But I'm still enjoying the Gershwin. It was a labor of love, and it's such a great response. And, you know, I'm talking about putting the song might be in a film coming up. You know, we don't know. That's kind of in the works, one of my songs. So it's really exciting. It's been really fun.
That's great. Well, congratulations.
Thank Ew.
And speaking of Cole Porter,
yes,
I think we're going to jump back into your 12 favorite show tunes. And I think we have a Cole Porter song, right?
I have a Cole Porter song. And this is from Kiss Me, Kate. And this is the first, I think, Broadway musical I ever saw, like in a movie in a theater. My parents took us down to the Detroit Institute of Arts. And I don't know if you remember, but when I was a kid, there was a 3D version of Kiss Me, Kate, the original. Mm-hmm. So we saw that and we were just blown away. And you see Bob Fosse sliding across the stage and Ann Miller, like, every time she kicked, it was like kind of in your face. And we had 3D glasses on and I loved the music. And as it turns out, my mother back in the day in college had played the character of Lois, Bianca, the Ann Miller role in Kiss Me, Kate. And then when I was an adult, I was able to do a production of Kiss Me, Kate in Florida doing at Vero Beach. And I did the same role of Lois Lane, Bianca, and I thought that was really amazing. She did not get to sing this next song, but I love this next song and the way Kelly O'Hara does it. It's spectacular. Her voice is really one of the most beautiful ever. And it's so poignant. The song, it's a heartbreak. You know, it's a love song, but it's pretty sad and it's complicated. The melody line is complicated and there's a lot to be done with that. So I'm sure I'll put it on my album. We do have one version that I sing already, but I know my arranger, Ron Drogas, will zhuzh it up a little bit and we'll make it even more special. But this is a great song, one of the great love songs ever written.
But true, dear, when I'm close to you, dear, the stars fill the sky, so in love with you am I.
So from the most recent Broadway revival of Kiss Me, Kate, we just heard Kelly O'Hara singing So in Love. And where are we going next? We're going to a classic.
We are going to a classic, a show that it's interesting. I was not aware of the show growing up. And I remember when I was in college at University of Michigan, my first semester there, we did On the Town. And I was blown away by the music. I was shocked that I didn't know the tunes. Mm-hmm. But it's so beautiful. I loved learning the show. I had a teeny tiny part in it. But Lonely Town, which is a song we're going to hear, is the one of the most beautiful. And the instrumental ballet following it, to me, is so beautiful and so hard-hitting. You kind of can't have one without the other. I feel like Lonely Town, and they go into the ballet. And you don't even need to see the dancing. You can feel it in the orchestra. It is really powerful and beautiful and hopeful. It's a lonely town unless there's love. So it's melancholy and poignant and sad, but then there's hope at the end, which is what I love about it. It feels very operatic and gorgeous.
Well, we're going to hear John Reardon from the 1960 studio cast of On the Town with Lonely Town, and we will play the entire ballet music as well. So we're going to hear the entire track all together as we're listening to Juliet Ewing's 12 favorite show tunes.
Gaby's coming to town. So what? Who cares? Back on the ship, it seemed such a snap. You'd tap a girl on the shoulder, she'd turn around, and she'd say, I love you. But once on shore, it's not such a snap. You get the cold shoulder, the old runaround. You're left with no one but you. Gaby's coming to town. A town's a lonely town when you pass through, and there is no one waiting there for you. Then it's a lonely town. You wander up and down. The crowds rush by. A million faces pass before your eye. Still it's a lonely town. Unless there's love, a love that's shining like a harbor light. You're lost in the night. Unless there's love, the world's an empty place. And every town's a lonely town. Unless there's love, a love that's shining like a harbor light, you're lost in the night. Unless there's love, the world's an empty place, and every
thank you.
So this next one is an interesting choice, but it's also really interesting because you are now the second person in a row who's picked something from this show, which I don't get a lot of people picking stuff from the show,
really?
Which really shocks me because I love the score from the show.
Oh, and you and I have similar tastes because
it's so desperately needs to be revived on Broadway.
I know. And you know what? Donald, they were supposed to do a revival of it in London, right? In the West End.
Right. And COVID shut it down.
And I was going to fly over there. I'm like, if I have to go for 24 hours and sleep on the street, I'm going.
Because it had a great cast. It had a fantastic cast.
But
I'm sure it will be revived at some point because it's such a good show.
I think they're talking about doing it at City Center in one of those weekend revivals.
Like at Encores,
On Encores, I'd heard about that.
I would hope so. But you're the second person in a row. I just did a 12 Favorites with someone else, and they picked something from the show also. And they picked something even more obscure than you picked. But we'll talk about it in a minute. But go ahead, tell people what you picked and what the show is.
Oh, this is from City of Angels by Cy Coleman. And I had the pleasure of meeting Cy Coleman after he'd written the show. And I auditioned for him for a show, and he's just incredible. And I knew his kind of standard stuff. I didn't know he was such a jazz composer and performer. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm doing a lot more jazz in general, as opposed to musical theater, I appreciate him even more. And I love his stuff. But to me, it's just so funny because this song, Everybody's Gotta Be Somewhere, tells a whole story. And it's almost like, again, it's almost like an opera where they have like different, everyone has a different theme and they all kind of come together. And it's very jazzy and it's difficult to sing. It's difficult for the trio singing. It's difficult for the soloists. But to my ear, it's like just heavenly, beautiful, and fun, and exciting. It's one of those it's very film noir. But this is Everybody's Gotta Be Somewhere from City of Angels.
On the loose and so eat loose if you won't find it till you check every avenue like a diamond in a coal mine. She's where you would least expect. Try to track her down.
Track her down. Go on with a whole darn town.
Go on a fishing expedition. Everybody's gotta be somewhere. Girls don't vanish in thin air. Everybody's gotta be somewhere. But around, there's an underground crowd scout.
Use a little intuition if you wish your mission to fill out. Keep it up and near and trust your gut. Let a scuttlebutt kind of cross your mind.
If you're out of innuendo, round the bend, our hints you've yet to find.
Stay right on her trail.
This tomato is a hot potato.
This case is a beaut.
Dig deep and keep on digging.
She's the holy grail.
She's a needle in haystack heaven.
You're in hot pursuit.
You're warm and getting warm, and don't be so looky. Start following every lead. Don't put your feet up, turn the heat up. Everybody's gotta be somewhere.
Girls don't vanish in thin air.
First you gotta look left, then you gotta look right, then you better look high and low. Gotta run around town, gotta play the old game. It's a little like tic-tac-toe.
Where's that dame? Where's she gone to? She's a flame that you're drawn to. Where, I wonder, am I gonna find this chick? It's quite a blunder to underestimate her. She's a sty in the eye of a private dick. She looked familiar.
You don't know how many women I see each day beneath innumerable guys. Yours would be hard to forget, I regret to say. She's one I never laid my eyes on.
Where, I wonder, am I gonna find this chick? It's quite a blunder to underestimate her. She's a sty in the eye of a private dick. She looked familiar.
Though I never seen her, I've seen girls like this so young and ripe. Your missing miss is not the type to miss a misdemeanor. Why don't you let me choose a change of pace for bras like this to came to the right place.
Where's that dame? Where's she gone to?
You're quite a masterful detective, and it's your lucky day to stumble on us. You'll find us a plus. It hardly seems a
at random. Your wines to scrutinize us, we won't refuse. So take off your shoes, we'll search for clues and tell them.
Try to track her down. Go over the whole darn town. Better have hope and both eyes open. Everybody's gotta be somewhere. Everybody's
got to
be somewhere.
We just heard Everybody's Got to Be Somewhere from City of Angels. And to give full credit to everybody who was singing, we heard Tony winner James Naughton, who plays the Detective Stone in the film that's being made. But we also heard the Angel City Four, the quartet who sings back up. And that's Peter Davis, Gary Kahn, Amy Jane London, and Jackie Presti. I want to make sure we say their names because they do an exceptional vocal work throughout the show. Backing up mostly Jimmy Powers, the singer guy, who's Scott Wara, I think, is who plays Jimmy Powers in the show. The interesting thing is the person who also picked City of Angels, they picked the epilogue.
which is really fun. That's so fun too.
But they didn't pick like something you would think of, like, you know, Every Breath You Take, they didn't pick one of the songs you would think.
Those are done a lot.
I was surprised at what they picked. I was like, really? You picked the epilogue? And they were like, yeah, I love the epilogue.
It's so fun. I mean, you know, when they do the revival, you have to come to New York and we'll go see it.
Oh, absolutely.
Got to do it.
Absolutely. So the next show is also one of those ones with a fantastic score. So tell people what this one is.
Ah, this is Dividing Day from A Light in the Piazza, Victoria Clark. Again, I remember seeing the show at Lincoln Center and being totally blown away. I remember going with my parents, and my mother knew the movie. I didn't know anything about it at all. And she's like, I remember this movie. Mm-hmm. This is a series. It's really wonderful. And again, her voice is spectacular. But the song, it's just rips you apart. It's a heartbreak. You hear the entire beautiful story in just this one song. You learn so much about the character. Mm-hmm. And scoring is so gorgeous. And it's just, it's a beautiful show. I had to learn several of these songs as a project. Someone hired me to do their graduate degree graduation program. And they had to accompany a vocalist. And he chose other songs from A Light in the Piazza that I had to learn. They're extremely difficult to learn. Mm-hmm. They are not easy to learn, but they are beautiful and worth the effort. But Dividing Day to me is the one. It just kind of rips your heart apart. And she does it while still singing completely beautifully. So it's a real accomplishment.
Dashing as the day we met, only there is something I don't recognize, though I cannot name it yet. I know it. Beautiful is what you are, only somehow wearing a frightening disguise. I can see the winter in your eyes now, telling me Dividing Day. So when was this day? Was it on the church step? Suddenly you're out of love. Does it go creeping slowly? When was your dividing day? Thank you.
was my cheek upon your chest, an ocean away. When was dividing day?
Light and Piazza is such a gorgeous score, and the show itself was visually stunning. I remember because I saw it at the Vivian Beaumont also, and I remember the sets were beautiful, and then you could hear the gasps every time somebody came out in one of those costumes. Every costume was like amazing, and they were just like period costumes.
They were period costumes from the
1960s, like the 19 yeah. late early 60s, late 50s, and they were just gorgeous costumes. So beautifully designed and tailored, and they were just normal like street clothes, but they were just gorgeously created.
And women in particular long for that era.
Yeah, I mean, they were just so beautiful, and just an amazing cast and stuff. So it was just a beautiful, beautiful production. So where are we going next?
We are going back to one of the great old school musicals. We are going to listen to Guys and Dolls, My Time of Day. To me, again, it's a show that I learned when I was a kid. It was like, I think, my mom's favorite show. So we listened to it a lot. And I remember seeing the movie, which is not as great as seeing it in person. But this song, to me, it's so romantic and cool. He doesn't have to try very hard. And it was very interesting as a young person to listen. Oh, a couple of deals before dawn. Like there's this whole nightlife happening there in the lyrics that I would thought was very intriguing and very cool. It's a musical theater song that's not in your face. It's laid back. It's cool. It's jazzy. To me, it's just super mellow and, you know, puts you in the right mood.
So from Frank Lesser's Guys and Dolls, we are going to hear Robert Alda doing the classic My Time of Day as we are doing Juliet Ewing's 12 favorite show tunes.
My time of day is the dark time, a couple of deals before dawn, when the street belongs to the cop and the janitor with a mop. And the grocery clerks are all gone. When the smell of the rain-washed pavement comes up clean and fresh and cold, and the street lamp light fills the gutter with gold, that's my time of day. My time of day, and you're the only doll I've ever wanted to share it with me. That's my time of day, and you're the only doll I've ever wanted to share it with me.
Well, we have one more. We're down to number 12. And this one is one I was actually thrilled to see you pick this. I think it's a gorgeous song.
It's a gorgeous
song. Gorgeous song. And there's another version. I don't know if you've heard Jason Graw's version of this song.
I have not.
It's on, if you look up, Jason Graw did a whole Charles Strauss album.
Okay.
It's You're Never Fully Dressed Without a Smile, where he did all Charles Strauss songs. And he does a beautiful rendition of this song.
Oh, I'm going to have to listen to it.
Yeah, check it out. I think it should be on Spotify. But but it's from Golden Boy. So talk about this song and why you picked it.
Night Song. I was introduced to this when I was studying, and I had to do an arrangement of it, I remember. And I didn't know the song, and I didn't know the show, because it's a little obscure, I think. And I just thought, wow, it's so melodically interesting, and there's a lot to be done with it. And emotionally, as approaching it from an actor point of view, there's a lot to be said in it. There's a lot of ways you can interpret it. So I feel like there's it's a lot of flexibility in the song. You can rearrange it. You can focus just on the melody. You can really get into the lyrics. And it's gorgeous. It's a great, great kind of climax towards the end. And I love this song so much. And it was funny because I hadn't thought about it in a while. And when I was making my album, I went and saw my producer, Ted Firth, he's Michael Feinstein's band leader and arranger. And they were doing something at Carnegie Hall. And he was talking, I'm working on my arrangement of Night Song. I said, what are you talking about? He's going to sing Night Song. He said, no, we're doing it as just an instrumental to open up the show. And I thought, how interesting. It's still out there because I love that song. So we had a long talk about it, and it kind of got back in my conscience. I said, oh, yeah, this is a great song. I remember the song. I love it so much. So I kind of got obsessed with it all over again years later after first hearing it. So I think it's one that needs to be sung, needs to be heard. Night Song from Golden Boy.
Summer, not a bit of breeze. Neon signs are shining through the tired trees. Lovers walking to and fro. Everyone has someone and a place to go. Listen, hear the cars go past. They don't even see me flying by so fast. They are moving, going who knows where. Only thing I know is I'm not going there. Where do you go when you feel that your brain is on fire? Where do you go when you don't even know what it is you desire? Listen, laughter everywhere. Hear it. Life is in the air. As the night comes and the town awakes, sounds of children calling and the squeal of brakes. Music, but a lonely song. When you can't help wondering, where do I belong? Where do you turn when you burn with this feeling of rage? Who do you fight when you want to break out, but your skin is your cage? Uptown, just another Joe. Downtown, where you gonna go? Always looking for that place to be. Where's that bright tomorrow for a guy like me? Damn. life is going by, and I stand and wonder who the hell am I?
And you just heard Sammy Davis Jr. from Golden Boy singing Night Song as we concluded Juliet Ewing's 12 favorite show tunes.
It was so hard to pick, Donald. It's really not a fair question. You ask me next week, it might be different.
I know. I hear that from everybody. I think the last person I did this with, she sent me her list and she said, "I'm sending it to you now because if I wait another day, it's going to change. I just have to send,
right.
I just
That's
have to send it to you."
I did the same thing. I said, I'm going to write it down right now because in a week I could change my mind.
Yeah. And that's fine. That's fine. It, you know, it changes. It changes with your moods. It changes with what's going on in your life. It changes with new, you hear a new album, you hear something different. You hear a recording of old songs and you suddenly find a new one you like that, or an old one you've forgotten about. And that's the best thing about show tunes is that they carry so many memories for
they
us.
They just do.
So, but I thank you for putting the list together, and it's been delightful hearing why you picked these songs. And again, where can people find you online? You have a website.
Right? I have a beautiful website, Juliet Ewing, last name is ewing.com. And I'm on Instagram and Facebook as The Juliet Set. I'm playing all over New York City all the time. I will be in Pennsylvania, outside Pittsburgh and Zeeland Ope in May. And Valentine's Day, I'll be in Mount Kisco, New York, doing my Valentine's Day show. So I hope to see people out and about.
Mm-hmm. And I will include a link to your website here on the radio page. And people definitely need to purchase the digital download of the Gershwin album called Simply Swonderful, The Magic of Gershwin. I know you can stream it, but as my listeners get sick of hearing, streaming does not pay the bills.
No, it doesn't pay the sound engineer in the band.
No, no. You need to purchase a digital download. It's not that expensive. Purchase a digital download and then you have your own digital copy of it that you can listen to anytime.
Thank you,
yours. So purchase that. And thank you, Juliet. It's been delightful having you back.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had a terrific time. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you too. Thanks.